Dane Bradshaw tonight, 13 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. High water mark for points, high water mark for rebounds. Your first double-double in your career. Congratulations, Dane.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm not sure who votes on the player of the game. But
Bird does.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I won't take it for granted.
No. Talk about, though, tonight, just the flow of this game. And everybody sees, well, they scored 83 points, but you guys had control of the game defensively from really the very start, didn't you?
We did, and we got off to a good lead early, and they had some good runs at us, but we were able to resist those scoring runs and keep playing. And coach really doesn't like to use timeouts because this whole strategy is to tire the other team out. So once you call a timeout, it kind of defeats the purpose. So you just have to fight through their runs and try to answer.
You know, really, you mentioned that there was one little lull after Bert and I talked about it. You got up to 17, they cut it to 8, but then you got right back to your intensity level. You didn't really have those ups and downs or flows in the game that a lot of teams have.
It was just resisting their runs, basically, and sticking with our offense, and we have confidence in that. And people just continue to make plays. We made some free throws and got some good defensive stops and just played an all-around good game.
You know, tonight, Dane, the first two exhibition games, you pretty much pressed exclusively. Tonight, you didn't do that the whole time. You did it some, and I think you kept them off guard. But really, that half-court defense got to set the tone for the game.
It was huge, and we had to play a lot of help-side defense with Tim Smith in the game, which also, you know, didn't let us press the entire game with his quickness. But our half-court defense is something we really focused on this past week. Because Carson Newman, we really didn't play that well in the half-court set, and we made a big jump since last week.
And you know another thing, and I'm sure you do drills to work on it, but when the ball is loose with a deflection or anything like that, it seems you guys just attack it, and then you get down the court so quick. Right. And you even got your big guys running to the rim.
Right. The big guys, we knew we could outrun their big men and get some easy buckets in. Once you tell Major Andre, they'll get it easy too. They'll sprint after that one.
And the conditioning, I mean, you guys, I know you get winded some. I mean, I got tired watching you. But, you know, that it makes a huge difference. And you all have really picked up on his style of play. It looks like you're having a lot of fun.
Yes, we are well conditioned, but we still have a ways to go to be at our best. And we don't do a lot of just wind sprints during practice. We get conditioned through game-like scenarios, and I think we've done a good job, and that makes it easier once the game hits.
And what's it like for you? We looked up, Bob and I looked up in your garden Snead, you know, then we looked up in your garden Knuckles, you know, and you came up to his shoulder,
right.
You know. That's got to be a change for you. You know, you're 6'4", and you're big and strong, but you're guarding a big power forward.
I was a little surprised myself because Andre and Major got in a little foul trouble, and Coach looked at me and was yelling down the court, "Get Snead." I thought he, you know, didn't mean to say that or something.
Talking to me?
So we switched, and it worked out for those couple possessions.
Dane, talk about your role on this team now. You're playing power forward, you're playing three, you're playing point guard. I mean, you're just going to play wherever they need you, right?
It is. That's what I'm going to do, and hopefully I can just do a good job at all those positions. And I need to continue to develop at a point guard, even though I don't get too many minutes of those in a game, because CJ will be gone next year, and hopefully that's a role I can fill.
And how have you had to adjust? I mean, how do you get practice? I mean, you never played power forward before in your life. How do you adjust to that?
It's really not too hard. I've guarded some bigger men in the past, and it's almost easier to play down low rather than on the wing. You don't have to fight through so many screens. You just got to keep trying to get around the same guy in front of the post, and I can depend on my teammates for backside help, and that's huge.
Well, you're so fundamentally sound. You've always been like that, and it's all about moving your feet, boxing out, and getting position, isn't it?
I definitely can't outjump those big guys, and I sure can't reach up and grab it, so I just have to keep my position and really time my jumping and hopefully grab the ball.
And, you know, Dane, on the offensive end, you know, your game's always been get into the paint with penetration, but tonight, and really the style is to get in the paint, and if you can get all the way in, fine, but there seems to be a lot of openings in the corners.
Right. He really harps on during practice an easy three versus a tough two, and if you get in the lane and miss a shot, he'll stop the play and say, you know, Chris or CJ or whoever was wide open out there, that's an easier shot, and we can make a lot of those. And that led to 106 points.
And, you know, one of the things that I think is going to be a concern, and maybe tonight it showed itself a little bit, was foul trouble. You know, when guys pick up two fouls, and CJ was able to stay in the game in the first half, but that's got to concern you some.
There is. With me, Ryan, Andre, and Major kind of rotating in the post there, I don't really see too many games where somebody's not going to get into a little bit of foul trouble, because these coaches look at foul trouble as two fouls in the first half and you're sitting. So
yeah.
Jordan came in and did a great job for us at the point when I had to stay in at the four. And hopefully he can keep doing that and getting the rotation.
Dane, congratulations on a great start. Your first double-double. Keep them going, and we'll see you here Tuesday night against Louisiana.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Dane Bradshaw, everybody, our Vol Network player of the game. Dane tonight a double-double, 13 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, leading Tennessee to this victory, 106-83 over ETSU.